almost 40% of the money has been spent on translation services, getting flyers translated, getting interpreters, getting the listening systems. And we have some wonderful stories of, there's one Russian family in Madison South who actually got one of the flyers for the Base Dubuque event that they have out there. And for them, this was a real honor that somebody had taken the time to recognize that they were in the community, had translated this into Russian, and they came to that event and really felt like they were welcomed into the community. And many people in Portland really don't feel like they're invited to participate. So the funds that you've all provided have really helped the community send messages to these different groups that we do want you to be part of this civic society. And so it's been a very successful program from that standpoint.
Paul, I'm so used to seeing you as a citizen activist
come startling, in isn't it?
And yell at us. I'm just curious, when did you start your new post?
I snuck in October.
Oh, very good. Congratulations.
That's right. Thank you very much. So I'd be happy to answer any questions. Otherwise, we'll let Mark talk about the East Portland Exposition.
Hi. Great to be here again. As far as the event is concerned, the monies are going to most likely be used for wheelchair-accessible porta-potties, for translation, and for allowing culturally-based performers to participate who normally wouldn't. And I'm sure there's a number of other activities, but that would probably take up most of it. But I also want to take the opportunity to kind of capitalize on what Commissioner Fritz was saying about the value of the program. And I think I can probably sum that up with like one number, and that number is 63. And 63 is the number of languages spoken by students in the David Douglas School District. Now, my neighborhood, Palhurst-Gilbert, is almost wholly within that district. Much of East Portland is within that district as well. So I think that speaks very clearly to the need for being able to reach out to these groups. I mean, the demographics in our neighborhoods out in the east side have really changed dramatically. For example, just around the corner from my house, maybe two properties away, is a senior facility that has 30 residents. Of those 30 residents, 15 are English speaking, 15 are Russian speaking. So they have put together a petition for a streetcar on 122nd. The 15 English speaking have signed that, and we are currently using the money to translate into Russian so they will have an opportunity to voice their opinion if they choose to do that. So there's tremendous, tremendous value in this money, and I really hope that when the time comes in the budgeting in the future that you will recognize that and reinstate that money. So thank you very much, and I hope to see all of you there, because each of you has, you know, within your different bureaus, you have a presence that's going to be there. So I thank you all very much for that. And
why don't you put in a plug again for
when's the date? What is it doing?
July 24, 25, and 26 at Benedict Community Park. It's just east of I-205 on Powell Boulevard. And one of the things that's really nice, both Commissioners Fish and Saltzman are going to be at the grand opening for the Skate Plaza on the 30th, and we're hoping to do some skateboarding exhibitions there. It's totally sweet.
Are they going to be exhibiting skateboard skills?
One of the things, well, at the event, there's going to be a couple of things. It's going to be a best trick contest and a couple other things, but I'm hoping to work with those same groups to do some, not only exhibitions, but doing some mentoring some younger children.
Specifically, I want to know if Commissioner Saltzman and Commissioner
Fisher. Oh, those two. I don't know.
We'll go if that's.
Actually, it pains me to have to announce that Tom Miller has already been excluded from this. I think in fairness.
You had to get it out there.
In fairness, we're not going to go into the specifics.
Yeah. I know. We could maybe work something out for you.
So thank you.
Thank you very much.
So much. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And thanks all for you do for East Portland.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Any other comments, town council, observations? Anybody signed up? Anybody in the audience want to testify? If not, Sue, please call the roll on item 618.
Fish.
Thank you, Amanda, for your continuing leadership on this and all the neighborhood issues under your jurisdiction. And also for giving us an opportunity from time to time to get these reports. We sometimes bury the good news in the consent agenda, and I think it's important for people to hear, particularly when citizens are taking a lot of time out of their busy lives to help us do our job and do it so well. Aye.
Saltzman?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner Fritz. I'm particularly pleased with the continued emphasis on reaching multilingual populations in our city. It's great. Aye.
Leonard?
I agree. Thank you very much. Aye.
And Fritz?
I haven't had an opportunity since the mayor's proposed budget was announced to thank my colleagues collectively for your support of the right budget for ONI, and to thank Mayor Adams for putting that in, and also the funding for the Office of Human Relations, which demonstrates the commitment of this entire council and the understanding that community involvement is part of what we do in Portland. It's part of who we are in Portland, and it's getting results. And so the numbers that I read to you were the results of investments by the council over the last 10 years, and also the investment by citizens and the ONI staff to recognizing that we needed to grow, and we have grown, and we are delighted to be in the position that we are in now. These particular funds are not in their ONI right budget, and so we'll be needing to look at other ways to do that, to continue to maintain the progress. But the council has given us and is giving us the necessary building blocks to continue doing that. So thank you to staff. Thank you to citizens. Thank you, council. Aye.
Sue, please call the roll on 619.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Passes. Item 620.
Assess property for sidewalk repair by the Bureau of Maintenance. Second reading.
Or it's second, I'm sorry.
Right.
Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Passes. Council is in recess until Wednesday, May 20th at 9:30 a.m. Thank you. Yeah. I bit my tongue. You know, I had... City Hall, we just did them in the offices. Yeah. I don't know about that, but we've been encouraging different offices not to use hot water.
Yeah.
I don't. We only need prod the water bureau, and they'll happily do that.
Yeah. The school district stuff, they've got these pipes that are 100 years old.
I know.
And it's brown, and you don't want your kids drinking them.
Yeah.
So. But then they go to bottle and they start in bed.
Right, right.
Or the teachers pay for the bottles.
I'll ask David if they've done that.
It's been a while since I had kids in grade school.
Yeah,
but.
Me too. Although I have a grandson.
I'm not there yet.
I go there often.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which school is he in?
He's in Camas School.
Uh-huh.